The U.S. President's senior advisor, Jared Kushner, has reportedly tried to help Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman handle the murder case of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. According to New York Times, the U.S. President's son-in-law maintained close ties with bin Salman even after the murder, which is widely believed to have been ordered by the Crown Prince. The report says that Kushner gave the prince advice on how to weather the storm. The revelation goes against the claim by the White House that the two talked just once to urge Riyadh to investigate the matter. Khashoggi was killed and dismembered at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October the 2nd. The CIA has concluded an assessment that his murder was ordered by bin Salman, an accusation that the Saudis have rejected. Now, journalist and political commentator Richard Silverstein believes that the close ties existing between the U.S. president's son-in-law and the Saudi crown prince is dangerous for the Middle East region.
The Americans have thrown their cards in with the Saudis, and before this, every U.S. administration tried to maintain a careful balance in which it didn't really choose sides. It maintained the Saudis as an ally, but it didn't go a whole hog in with the Saudis, and to the detriment of all its rivals in the region. And it means that there will be no peace process. Well, there is no peace process between Israel and Palestine, and there certainly will be none in the future. And it really does jeopardize American foreign policy in general, because the rest of the world sees that the U.S. has thrown in its lot with a murdering clique in Saudi Arabia, and it sort of disparages America by looking at the kind of our inability to distinguish between who is who we should be investing in as leaders in the world and who we should be staying away from.